Hello!
Now we're on the air and on the podcast. What glorious, glorious fun.
Yeah. Who's this? This is quite possibly the sexiest mustache I've ever seen. I want to put...
On the cover of this magazine here.
I want to put a phallic object in that mustache. That's how enamored I am with this mustache right here in this picture, but you can't see it.
I think that might be one of the most disturbing sentiments I've heard all day, and believe me, that means something.
If you want to know what mustache I'm talking about, it's on the cover of the 15th anniversary issue of Magnet Magazine, Real Music Alternatives. It's about, you know, about alternative music. It's the Winter Magazine, number 80, 15th anniversary issue, Magnet.
Talk much?
Blah, blah, blah. My English is fried. I have some Assassin's Creed fanfiction. It looks horrible enough for me to want to take my own eyes out, a la Oedipus Rex. Ooh, not Rex, just Oedipus. I need to see that movie.
Looking at this here, it does actually look pretty horrible. But...
That's why I chose it.
Oh, dear. Oh. I don't know. I've never actually played Assassin's Creed. I assume this will not give me any kind of general overview of it. Come on.
And we've got some good music tonight featuring some more Baton Kaitos.
Yep.
Sweet. And I've actually, for you guys, I've started purchasing music. I bought an album by The Entertainment System. The album is Super Entertainment System, rock remixes of your favorite video game music. And I also got a little bit of the 1-Ups. And the 1-Ups, everyone I've met so far hates the 1-Ups because what they do is they take video game music that we know and love and they turn it into smooth jazz. Well, I like that.
I can't generally say I'm that much of a fan of smooth jazz myself.
Most people like hot jazz.
Well, I just generally don't care for jazz much. But in this case, I'm going to suspend judgment until I've actually heard the thing.
Their Green Greens is terrible, but it doesn't look like we're doing that because we're doing Green Hill Zone, which is actually pretty well done. And
still very green. I'm sure the administration here would approve.
So... What's the first song we have on today?
It looks like the first song we have on today is one that we meant to play last week.
But and the week before.
Well, I only remember last week, but regardless, we've been meaning to play it for some time now. It's the overture, it appears, from the as-yet-unreleased Diablo 3, because, of course, Blizzard Entertainment operates on the system of, we'll release it when it's ready, stop bugging us, no, we mean it. Which, admittedly, is better than rushing and releasing a, you know, shoddy product.
And it's still better than the way Valve treats their games, which is, we'll release it when we feel like doing it at all. I mean, they're not even working on it. I mean, there's nothing about Half-Life 2 Episode 3. Or what about 3D Realms with Duke Nukem Forever? God, I could go on.
Well, you know why it's called Duke Nukem Forever, don't you?
It takes forever to make.
Exactly.
Ah, classic video game humor. Seriously, how long has it been? 11,
over
13
10 years.
I think it's...
it's at least 11 years.
They announced it in 96, so I'm going to say 13.
Really?
Yeah.
13 years they've been making Duke Nukem.
They've had to start it over quite a few times.
Because they keep switching the engine.
Mm-hmm. And the platform. So, Diablo 3 Overture, I've only listened to it once or twice, but never really listened to it, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you.
Wow, hello there.
That last song was from Super Smash Bros. Melee, the Poke Floats theme. A variation of some Pokemon music. I wish I could remember which one, actually.
This writing is here for eternity. It's gonna...
Oh, on the radio soundboard?
Yeah,
Well, it's pen on wood. It doesn't exactly come off easily.
It's pencil. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. That's definitely pencil. Awkward turtle.
Awkward turtle. There was no reason for the silence. It just sort of happened.
It did.
Okay, let's get on with this reading.
Indeed, let's get on with it.
What did Elena call me for?
She called you a perv.
A pervert, okay.
That's right. A bit later, we'll probably be having two guests joining us, as a matter of fact. Woo! Two of my friends, Ryan and Helena. Helena, the voice of the moral majority, apparently.
Yeah, I never figured Helena for a moral majority type.
Well, I don't know if moral majority is the correct term, but regardless, that doesn't really matter. They'll be here, and they will be either reading and or commenting. That and or was actually completely unnecessary. They'll be either reading or commenting, or both. Whichever. Doesn't really matter.
I'm going to lose a few friends with this one, aren't I?
More likely, I will. Anyway, let's begin. Assassin's Creed, here we go. It's called The 10 Major Emotions.
All right, do you want to switch off on emotions, or...?
Switch off on emotions.
All right. Okay, I'm starting with love. Breath comes quick. The sheer cold of the night is forgotten, and the snow that falls on bared skin melts and is forgotten in moments, and the heat between that the two feel is not from the fire. Breathy moans cut the midnight silence along with a soft rush of flesh on flesh. The chill against their skin is forgotten. The breeze that tangles their hair. The world has ceased to exist. There is no one but them. Two weary travelers, bound together by a shared objective, but even their mission, a mission so important that everyone is out for blood, yes, even that, is forgotten in the intimate joining of bodies. Names are breathed out slowly, secret meanings carefully underline their tones, eyes closed, muscles go taut, and finally low, rushed, meaningless words pass through their lips.
Trough lips.
Trough lips?
Trough lips. I have no clue what that means. I suspect it's a misspelling.
Meaningless words. Meaningless words pass trough lips.
Meaningless words indeed.
The two forms melt against each other, panting and satisfied, and the two are so close that one cannot breathe without the other knowing. And finally, as eyelids begin to flutter close, soft, tender words are spoken and stubble brushes against stubble. Oh God! They're men!
Oh God.
The two assassins.
We should have seen that one.
I did not see it coming.
Oh my. We are going to lose a few friends.
Oh God. Probably the
Let's finish it up.
We're going to lose an entire listener.
Yep.
And then we will have no listeners. The two assassins finally spent drift off to sleep so intertwined. That was intertwined.
Yep.
Physically, emotionally, spiritually. So enamored that their dreams are intimate and tender.
Don't worry, they weren't listening to us. Hello, people out there. You aren't listening to us on the radio yet. Good.
Oh God, I was not ready for that. Ah!
Were any of us? Anyway, person in front of the window, please stop distracting us.
It's fun.
You can't hear me. Anyway, here we go. Hatred. He had felt and heard the quick, thready beat of his heart in his ears. Red had washed over his eyes as he clenched his fist before he bit his tongue and he turned away. Hello!
He's reading Hatred.
Ah. Our guests have arrived.
Family voice.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
Anyway, here we go.
Family are here.
Alright. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Red had washed over his eyes as he clenched his fists before he bit his tongue and he turned away. He hadn't been able to look at the man, his once friend, his ally, one of his most trusted... What? I'm going to pretend I didn't just hear that. One of his most trusted allies at that, his closest friend, and it was all gone in the soft swish of sword, a red tide of blood, the glazed-over blue eyes of a novice, and a scream of pain. Everything that had once been was gone, vanished and never to be found again. And it wasn't quiet. That fury would never be quiet.
The first one was.
The gray-eyed assassin would be lucky if the roar of that loathing was ever close to ground out. It would always be there, pulsing just beneath the surface, and it would always be hiding, red as blood and hot as lust, under a cool, stoic face. Never would the facade crack, and never would it crumble. I hate you, oh God, I hate you!
I hate you more than anything in this damn world! I'd rather date a spider or a rat than you, you're so ugly and fat!
What? Woo! I think I just missed something important. But regardless, that not being part of the story, we're going to continue. Silence in the Peanuts Gallery. The words were breathy, and he could again feel his heartbeats as he had that blue-eyed novice had died. What? That sentence completely collapsed into semantic chaos. It beat hollow in his ears, and he could feel it coursing through his swollen lips, and that half-tilt of the gray-eyed assassin's lips that allowed the faint scar to become more prominent, that damn intoxicating, infuriating, self-righteous smirk caused his blood to heat even quicker. He could feel the hate and naked lust... The hate and naked lust coursing through his veins like adrenaline. Cold, eager hands rushed along his bare, fevered skin, and shivers of disgust or arousal he didn't know ran down his spine. I hate you, were the last fervent whispered words before the gray-eyed man's lips were upon his again.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
Chapter 2.
What?
There's
I
more.
I think I'll pass.
The next ones, let's see, what are the next ones? Joy and Grief.
Well, I think we can actually come back to those in a bit.
Music!
Because I'm suspecting that it's time for some music, actually.
Oh, God, music.
Yes, we have music. You know.
Holy crap, that is a music is a godsend.
Yes,
what's
it'll
next?
Give us some relief from this.
You know what? You know the next song.
Yes,
you
I do know the next song. The next song is from the Toho Project.
Manly, isn't it?
Game number 6, The Embodiment of Scarlet Devil. This one is Flanders Scarlet's theme. UN Owen was her. A bit psychedelic, I'll warn you right now.
Okay, we have a special...
We should play the Southern song for them
sometime. fact that it was sort of, that'll ruin okay. it for the podcast listeners.
Okay, we're actually back. We have been experiencing some technical issues, also known as me achieving epic fail with the GarageBand recording utility.
In any case, by a special request from Helena, we are going to play the dramatic reading of a real breakup letter from a real person on ytmnd.com.
So are we doing this through the microphones or through the computer?
No, we're going to do it through the computer. It's just an audio bit. And, okay. The reason we're playing this is because Helena and I, at the same time, shouted a reference from it as Rob was
the exact
reading.
Same reference.
Yeah.
The epic reference.
It was pretty much amazing.
It was. It kind of made my life.
So for all you out there, here's what we were saying. When it loads. Podcast listeners, here we go.
Yep. We just played it. And those are my glasses on the floor. Please do not step on them. They will not like it. They may spontaneously decide to develop psychic powers.
Or they'll just break. Just
quiet.
Wait. Paper covers rock.
Aww.
That's right. Sneak attack, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh,
Ryan,
man.
Roll your d6. He just talked about sneak attacks.
I don't have any with
Come
you.
On, you're a rogue.
I left them all back in my room.
Aw.
Sheesh. How do you expect to get sneak attacked?
Sorry.
Speak up. Make sure the microphones can get you.
You caught me flat-footed.
Okay.
Just be glad I haven't tried making any touch attacks yet.
Oh, God.
And on that note, we come neatly back to our story.
Joy and grief.
I may leave before you continue.
Would any of you like to actually do it? Because it's more fun than you would ever think.
I think I have a moral opposition to some.
And how about you, Ryan? You don't.
Explicit
you don't
content.
You don't
of
seem
this.
To have any morals. Why don't you?
Oh, well, thank you so much.
It's okay. I still love you.
It's okay. You can do grief.
Okay.
It's still.
Is
gonna...
this as explicit as the rest of it? Because that was just kind of creepy.
I don't know.
It gets worse. I mean, this is fanfiction.com. This is the dumpster of the internet.
If it gets worse, yeah.
No, not this particular one, but what you can find on this particular website can get worse.
Oh, God. I'm just looking at this. Hold on.
Yep, not for me. I refuse.
Don't spoil the surprise.
The surprise? It's not a good surprise. I'll tell you that.
So should I read Joy?
Sure, go for it.
All right.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about this, Fox.
Well, I do.
I guess I should be thankful.
Do a barrel roll!
Press C or R twice!
Enemy shields analyzed! Anyway, here we go.
Get the one behind me!
And on that note...
Actually, I saw this thing where they on VG Cats where they took all the different dialogue snippets from Star Fox and made it seem like a gay sex
yes,
scene.
Yes, I recall that,
yeah,
actually.
And then on YTMND they added the audio bits themselves.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That must have been interesting.
Anyways, Joy. Happiness in an assassin's life.
Speak up.
I've got this thing right in my face.
Yeah? Your point being? Don't speak up! Don't, like, shout into the microphone!
I'm about to deep throat the microphone. I don't really need to speak up.
Oh, fine. Continue.
Happiness in an assassin's life was often a scarce and fleeting emotion. For one brief moment, everything would light up. A smile couldn't help but tug at one's lips. And for those briefest of seconds, everything was all right. Everything would work out in the end. Those bright, soft moments were sought and coveted. One who was happy more than others was often surrounded by friends and strangers. And while in the presence of the person, the strangers that formed a circle about them often did become genuine friends. And that was how many of the assassins in the fortress came to know Malik Alsayer. The brunette was always considered an optimist to the Brotherhood. He smiled often, and his laugh was so contagious that often the most stoic of the assassins would be smiling alone whenever Malik decided that something was far too amusing to be ignored. And his brother Kadar was always at his hip amidst the throng of unknown people. He would smile brightly, and his bright blue eyes... Oh, violation, using the word bright and then bright again. would light up more than Malik's chocolate eyes ever could. Oh God, chocolate eyes! I can see where this is going.
What? Oh dear.
Yeah, if you say brown eyes, that's one thing. If you say chocolate eyes, that's another. But there was, oddly enough, never any resentment between the two. The two brothers were happy and found no need to fight. Perhaps that's what
What drew Altair ibn La'ahad to the two? The boy, merely at the age of 11, watched as a Malik and a small 6-year-old Kadar laughed amidst a group of novices. The gray-eyed boy simply watched, and for a brief moment he couldn't see Malik or Kadar.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Are you seriously doing the Jaws theme to this?
I'm trying to do the Jaws theme on the ocarina.
Oh, God. And then the crowd parted ever so slightly, and Malik, the little blue-eyed Kadar trailing
stop
behind
touching
him,
me.
Began to worm his way out of the crowd. For an adolescent, Malik wasn't too tall, and despite the fact that most novices were already beginning to acquire a hard, distant look in their eyes, the elder Alsire's gaze was as bright and innocent as little Kadar's. Altair had almost been frightened. For in the few months he had stayed at the Assassin's Fortress, never had anyone walked straight for him. He would never forget that moment, for Malik stopped in front of him and smiled that infectious winning smile, and Altair, I think it's actually pronounced Altair,
yeah,
felt a smile of his own tugging hesitantly at his lips. My name's Malik, what's yours? Aw, that was too innocent. You could have read that one.
That was actually quite innocent.
Yeah, it was just about
I thought it was going to go some. I thought it was going to go somewhere else at first when I was just glancing at it and I see something about adolescence.
It's like the Assumption Song. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, the Assumption Song is amazing.
Have you heard the Assumption Song?
She hates it.
Yeah.
She absolutely hates
it.
I love the Assumption Song.
She believes it's the most immoral thing she's ever heard.
Not the most. I've hung around with you a lot, so I've heard a lot.
Have you ever heard the song I'm Bo-Yo by Bo Burnham?
No.
That one is just amazing. Quite possibly the most accomplished rapper I've ever seen.
I'm really not into rap, to be honest.
I know, but this neither is he.
Ah.
And it's really just a white guy sitting on his bed with a keyboard just rapping.
I kind of just like listen to Celtic music, you know? That's what
I'd say. The sweater shows.
Yeah, this is true. My aunt knit this sweater, actually.
Really?
Yeah. She was actually getting rid of it, and I'm like, oh, Andre, I love that sweater. She's like, yeah, You can add it if you want. She's like, oh, I'm so glad you like it. I was like, you're like,
I
think
am the very model of a modern major general. I know the major vegetable.
Oh, shut up.
General. I know the
I'm pretty sure she knit it for my ex-uncle, so.
Anyway.
Hey, you know
I think
one.
You guys are getting completely off track.
Grief.
Yep, Ryan. Grief.
Oh, no, I'll let you guys go.
Come on, Ryan. You're already in the studio.
Peer pressure, peer pressure, peer pressure, peer pressure.
I beseech you.
Don't make me grovel.
That'd be kind of nice, having people groveling.
Come on, man, please. It'd mean a lot for us if you could just do this.
It would mean that we actually do have guests on the show.
Okay. All right, I'm here.
And you can just make moaning noises when it...
you guys can chime in at any
I'm gonna
point.
Go and apologize.
Anyway, here we go.
She just left. Okay.
So did Ethan.
All right,
here we go.
Grief.
I feel violated.
That,
look that
on
comment.
Your,
never mind, they're back.
I think he meant whenever anything like bad comes along, you can moan in agony, like not anything.
No. It's pretty obvious, and I could make the I could make the sexual moaning noises.
Can we like move on from that, please? I'm pretty sure this passage doesn't even have anything that bad. I'm hoping I don't really want to deal with that. Okay, just go.
Okay, I'll apologize in advance in case I mispronounce any of these names.
I don't really think it matters. We don't know how to pronounce them either.
Oh, okay, good.
For Pang.
Up. All
right.
What was that?
It's my hat.
Okay. I'm never going to get to this. All right,
just
grief.
Start talking.
The ominous roaring of thunder promised rain and lightning. But to Altair ibn La'ahad, the storm had already started. Sobs racked his body. Eyes were lidded with grief, and blood dyed his white robes crimson. He murmured softly, silent prayers to a god he hadn't really believed in until a few moments ago. A single name threaded through his mind. His limbs trembled, and he was sure, so very sure, that in a few moments his heart would cease to beat. White flashed and lit up the black clouds and sent a flock of birds from their perches. It was the only noise that could be heard. It seemed as if the forest was holding its breath. Time seemed to stop for a moment, few moments. Lips moved and pantomimed words as the man in white shuddered again. A low, unheard moan passed through his lips. Words shaped on his lips, and he
let his... How many times are you going to say lips in this story?
I'm not talking to you.
Oh,
okay.
I'm talking to the anonymous author. Or maybe it is.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Words shaped on his lips, and he let his bloodied hand move to brush a stray brown lock away from his companion's eye. He prayed to every god he had heard of, but only one name managed to pass through his lips, and as the rain fell, he watched as water and blood danced and swirled into an odd...
Oh my god!
Ethan, stop running into objects. and particularly the color. Window.
His mind went blank, and he fell silent. Sorry, and he fell silent as another low roll of thunder drowned out his half-spoken prayer. A hand intertwined with his, and a small, sad smile graced the tan features of the man he was holding. But as a look of calm acceptance passed over his companion's face, he couldn't help but shake his head in disbelief. He shook his head, and for once he pleaded. He begged. His composure was shaken off, and he was seen for what he truly was. Shoulders shook, his chest heaved. Nonsense rolled off his tongue, and tears that were years overdue finally cascaded down his cheeks. For the first time in over 15 years, he wept at death. And for the first time, and hopefully the last time, he held a broken lover's cold body to his chest, and pleaded that what was happening to him was just a dream.
Bravo, bravo to the guest.
Thank you.
Yay, Ryan.
That was good, Ryan.
And your soul seems to be intact, so good job. Yeah. Yeah, ours.
He must have had a soul stone.
Must have.
Here's your prize.
Thank you. I've been needing one of these. Really?
What is it?
Ryan, tell them what you're...
It's a an eighth inch to quarter inch stereo adapter. Bought at Radio Shack, which is actually where I used to work, so that's kind of funny.
Actually, we had one of those at my house. I can't recall ever actually finding a use for it, really.
Oh, there's plenty of uses for it.
I know there's plenty of uses for it. You know, converting small headphones to big headphones.
Yeah, you should.
Small arms fire to, you know.
Yeah, you should see everything that's hooked up back in my room.
You're like 50 cables.
Is it music time? Can it be music times, please?
It should
be music time.
No?
No.
Keep going. So the next song, a classic, from the video game GoldenEye 007, if anyone remembers.
I remember!
In any college, you can find one dorm room where they're still playing it. This was from the level that I was able to beat in roughly 2 or so minutes. I was so proud of myself. It's Frigate. The idea was you were on a boat, and you were James Bond, and you had to rescue hostages. It was fun! So, Frigate from GoldenEye 007, but it's not the original. It's by the band Entertainment System. Yes! We have Nintendo Core music.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Does this mean that this is subject to Ted DRM's?
Diablo 3 Overture was also subject to DRM's, and we were able to play for some reason.
Well then, let's go for it.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Alright, looks like we're back, and we're recording over our podcast again. But it's only the music!
No! We'll be right back.
wrong.
Yeah, that's what you're okay. Basically, the function of your guests is to laugh at you.
I hate you with every bone in my body.
Basically, we're just showing you what all the other listeners are doing, but you can just hear us.
So basically, you just missed out, podcast listeners, on the fact we had another major epic technology fail, except that this time it wasn't my fault. It was my lovely co-host Ethan's fault.
Look, I'm a cow. I'm a cow.
Let's just say that you out there probably... Let's just say you out there probably don't want to know what that last exchange was about. Unless you enjoy the idea of someone's thumbs being violated. But, actually, it looks like we're... Okay,
sorry,
then.
I was actually waiting for that violation, so I kind of enjoyed it.
Anyways, awkward turtle!
After coming in my pants, we can move on to the next bit.
Actually, we're running out of time. We've only got, like, 7 minutes
left. Oh, thank God! Actually, I think we have enough time for, like, one more bit. And then
we can do one more bit of it, and then we can end with a song. All right,
do you
want to
do Wonder or Fear?
Let's do Wonder. It's the next tier. I think this one's my turn. So,
stomach faces at him.
Boy, that's really nice of you. Anyway, here we go. Wonder. The first time Desmond Miles saw Jason Thompson, he was sure that he was finally insane. The boy looked just like Malik Al-Sayer, or at least he looked a lot like Malik. For the more Desmond observed the boy, the more he realized that Jason, like himself, was his own person. Although the teen did act quite a... Oh my god, now my co-host is molesting the window. Although the teen did act quite a bit like his ancestor. Cold, calculated, a bit socially awkward, but devoted to his work nonetheless. But the mannerisms, the distant look in the boy's eyes, all of them betrayed an odd amount of knowing. Jason, like Malik, was willing to trust, but that didn't make him naive. The similarities were shocking. And the longer Desmond spent in the Animus, the more he saw Malik in the boy, the more, quote, Altair saw Malik. Simply the way Jason laughed and how he buried his face in his hands. Good God, Desmond even noticed that Jason ate the exact same way that Malik did. And he knew these mannerisms. He had witnessed them from Altair. He knew how Altair had looked when he was pleased, happy. He could recall the soft affection of the brunette's eyes as he and Alan Altair had panted in the afterglow of their most intimate and forbidden of exchanges. Desmond, because of Altair, knew almost all of Malik and Jason's quirks. Yet, whenever he saw the teen laugh or saw a slight light of affection in Subject 18's eyes, Desmond was always caught off guard. It was as if he was witnessing each of these insignificant yet intimate quirks for the first time. And then there were Jason's own habits, the little things that separated the teen from his ancestor. Between Jason and Malik, Desmond never had a moment to let his mind rest. There was something new each day, and that was only when watching the almost 20-year-old. There was still so much to marvel at, for he had only been watching the teen. There was still so much to learn from a touch. I just looked back and saw my co-host rubbing one of my guest's legs while my other guest sat on him. I'm really not sure what to make of this situation. Let's just say it can't be a lot worse than that story I just read, though. I hope for your sake that you three weren't actually listening. Regardless, I hope that you, podcast listeners, without the interesting visuals and live radio
you'll
listeners,
have to wait
too,
for
of
the
course...
DVD.
I hope there's not a hidden camera in
actually,
somewhere.
Actually, it's right there. So you are under surveillance. I'm pretty sure there is a camera.
I think they mean audio surveillance.
Well, that
they say we're under surveillance.
Video reported to me.
No, I was just talking about the FCC in a very, you know, stick it to the man sort of way.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, whatever. Anyway,
yeah,
I
stick it to the man every night.
We didn't need that. We really didn't need that.
In his butt.
I think that was implied and really not important or appropriate.
Regardless.
Gosh,
well, my co-host and my guest.
Instead of just pervy.
Pervy. Anyway.
It's radio. Who said anything about creative? Two drums and another drum roll off a cliff.
Yeah. You said that one already. Anyway, I think we've got time for another song. Maybe two. So,
Oh, gee.
Oh, no, it looks like we've probably just got one. And then, of course, we're going to have time for our sister show, known as What Happens Until Someone Else Comes Along, with another radio show, also known as Katamari All Night Long.
Yeah, we play the Katamari soundtrack all night long until the next show.
We should play Leak Spin all night long.
No, we want to amuse our listeners,
how about
not drive them insane.
How about Meat Spin all night long?
No!
What?
Don't ask.
She hasn't seen the original?
No,
Leak Spin was the original.
Okay, imagine sexual implication.
No, don't. Just stop right there. We're on the air. Anyway, music time. We've got... I'd better hurry up and get on with the music before these people get up to some even worse mischief. Now...
Where are my pants?
Stop doing that! Get off of my shoe! Now, anyway, this next song, and probably our last one, is from Baton Kaitos, Eternal Wings in the Lost Ocean. This is the True Mirror guitar version. It's one of several boss themes. And since that's going to be it, I think we'd all better say good night and goodbye to our very
listeners. Good night!
Bonsoir!
Arrivederci!
I don't remember how to say good night in Japanese.
Yeah, I'm not going to be creative. Good night.
Good night, everyone! Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night!
Buenas noches!
Okay, you can stop now.
Happy Hanukkah.